Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel. We're on Daf Samach Gimel at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues talking about how different avodos were performed. So Menachos are carbon minchas, that there were four avodos corresponding to the four avodos of an animal. Minchas is a flower, usually flower. The four avodos are the Keneged Shechita, there was Kmitza, which was the Kohen took a portion of the flower in his three middle fingers of his hand. In Keneged Kabbalah, there was putting the Kmitza in a Kli. Keneged Halacha, there was Halacha, right? And Keneged Zrika, there was burning the Komet on the Mizbeach. Okay? Those are the four avodos. Menachos, Hayu, Nikmetzes, B'chol Makam Hazara. The mincha could be, the kmitza could be done anywhere in the Hazara. Now, the mincha is a kachikachim. Kachikachim, almost all minchas are kachikachim. Kachikachim can only be done at the tzafon, the shechita. The mincha, the kmitza can be done anywhere. So it's like a kula for minchas can be done anywhere. B'chol Makam Hazara, V'ne'acheles, yeah, one second. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, there were two minchas didn't have kmitza. Okay. Kol b'chol makom azara, v'nechal s'lifnim min hakloim, it can be eaten anywhere in the azara. L'zichre kahuna, for male kahanim only. B'chol maichol, you can eat anywhere you want. You know, you can bake it, whatever you want to do, you can do. This is the leftover one, not the one that's burnt. B'chol liyom v'layla ad chatzos. The day you bring it, the night you bring it Tuesday, you can eat it Tuesday and Tuesday night until Chatzos. Okay? Rashi says a very difficult Rashi, impossible Rashi actually. He says, the alfina, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, the alfina mi minchas lachme toda. Because it's learned out of lachme toda. The lachme toda could only be eaten one day, so too, the day you bring it, so too, karb mincha can be eaten one day. So I said, what's Rashi talking about? Lachmi todus kachi kalim. What's Rashi talking about? The answer is, because it's kachi kachim, and every kachi kachim is like that. So what's Rashi, lachmi toda? What is Rashi driving at? Right? It's a difficult Rashi. Okay?
They only had one night for being toda? They had more than that.
No, they had one day, a night. The toda was a unique shlomim. Right? The Netziv has a famous vart. Because the toda is to thank Hashem, you were saved. So you have to finish the 40 loaves in one night. How are you going to do that? How much come on person stuff themselves? So you're forced to invite people. Right? What? Yeah, then Tziv says that. Anyway, okay, says the Gemara. Amar Belazar, mincha shenek metzes behechel kshera. If you do the kmitza in the hechel, what's the hechel? The hechel is the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself that housed the shulchan, the menorah, and the little mizbeach. You do the kmitza in there, it's kosher. Now what are you going in there for? Not supposed to be in there. I think there's an isser to go in there for no reason. Just stop to take a tour. I think there's an isser. If you do the kmitza in there, it's kosher. Why? Because actually they used to remove the bazichin, which are the levona, every Shabbos of the mizbeh of the shulchan. The shulchan, the lechem is like a mincha. So you see that there's kmitza going on, and the removing the bazichin is like kmitza. So you see there's already kmitza going on in the Heichel. So you want to do your own kmitza, it's a kosher. Right, Rashi says, Shehen, the first Rashi, Shehen azkara leminchas lechem aponim, it's some kind of procedure for the lechem aponim, to the ksiv, faisal lechem azkara, it should be a remembrance, umatirin as alechem, they remove the lechem, fesalikon me'al shulchan aponim, shehechel, makum kmitza, deminachos hanikmetzes. So it's like a kmitza, so therefore you can do the kmitza in the Heichel as well. Okay? Masav Rabbi Yirmiyah says, V'kamat misham, right? It says that regarding the mincha, V'kamat misham. What does it mean, V'kamat misham? Mimakom sheragle hazar omdos. From the place where the zar could stand, which means the Machne Yisrael, right? That's what I said. A zar is a non-coin. Right? Yes. Now, if that's the spot to do the Kemitza, Gesundheit, how could you do it in the Heichal? Azor can't go there. That's the Gemara's question. Then Besira Omar, Menayin Shem Kamatz Bismol, Shiachza V'yakmot Biyamin. How do you know that if by mistake you used your left hand, how do you know you put it in your right hand, and that's good enough? Does it, the minute you put it in your left hand, it's not over now, you didn't passel. Okay, so put it down and put it back in your right hand. Tamad Lama Misham, Misham, Mimakam Shekamat Kvar. From the place he did it already. Okay, so he learned something else out of that word, Misham. However, according to the first Tana, how could you, it says you have to do it in the Azara, not in the Heichel. So Gemara says, Ikad Amri, who most of Mufarakla? He asked this question, he answered it himself. Ikad Amri, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, it's not Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Bar Tachlafta, Rabbi Akiva never spoke to Yirmiyah Bar Tachlafta. They changed the term today, Rabbi Yaakov. Someone say he answered it himself, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Someone say someone else said it to him. Azbarlech, I'll explain to you. Lot Nitzricha el Lahakshir Kol Hazara Kula. What that meant was, what does it mean? Kamatz Misham, that the whole Azara is mutter, right? Sokadai Dechamin, I would have thought. Halva Ola Kache Kachim. Umincha Kache Kachim. Well, Ola's Kache Kachim. And Mincha's Kache Kachim. Ma Ola to Una Tafon. Af Mincha to Una Tafon. So it requires the north, right? Comes along this limud that anywhere is good, even in the Azara. Even where it's not Tafon. Of course the Heichel's good. Even in places it's not Tafon, it's good. Well, I, the Ola, we would compare it to an Ola. Okay, that's why there's another pasuk that tells me, no, it could be anywhere, even though it's kachim kachim. Mala ola. Now, shekein kalil. How could you learn? How could you have learned out from an ola that a mincha has to be only in tzafon? An ola is different. It's kalil. Rashi says, v'heichi havi alfina minei. How could you have learned that out? V'kra lemute lamali. Then why do I need a pasuk? Right? How could you have thought to learn it out? So the Gemara says, you're right, Michatos. We would have learned it out from Achatos. Chatos also could only be in the north. Yeah, but Achatos is very special. It gets you a kapara for krisis things. Maybe that's why it has to be in the Tzafon. Its place is limited. A mincha? What is a mincha kapara for? Nothing. Maybe a yoledes and things like that, or you could bring a Achatos as a mincha also if it's a carbon olive oil rate, but generally it's not really done like that. So Gemara says, you're right, we can't let out from Chaz. Be Asham, Asham. Ma'al Asham, Shekein Minei Damim. Asham's different, because Asham is blood. Asham is an animal. So you can't compare animals to flour. So Gemara says, okay, Mikulu, have it learned out from all three. You can't learn out from one of them, have it all three. No. Ma'al Kulu, Shekein Minei Damim. They're all blood animals. They're all animals. So you can't compare animals to flowers. Yeah. Ella, Itzdruch, rather, so what do I need Kamatz Misham for? It was needed. So that the Chemina Hol Viksiv VeGisha Ela Mizbeach, that you should come close to the Mizbeach. When it comes, there are four vodos by a animal, and I said there are four vodos by a mincha. There's really a fifth of voda by a mincha. It's called VeGisha, coming close to the Mizbeach before you burn the Kemitza. It's a thing to do. It's a thing to do. It's a rule by Mincha. V'igisha l'mizbeach v'er mimenu b'kumtzo. You come close to the mizbeach, and then you put the komets on top of it, right?
It's not halacha.
No, it is halacha. It's a pasuk.
Why is it an additional one?
It's a mincha's additional one. A mincha has an additional requirement called hagasha.
So I'm saying that's not halacha?
No, it's not halacha. It's something else. Right? It says over here that the kli that you have the kmitza in has to touch the horn of the mizbeach. Come close, touch it. Anyway, ma hagasha bekari ma'aravis dromis, just like the hagasha, where's this done? On the southwestern corner, af kmitza bekari ma'aravis dromis, so I think the kmitza also should be done there. What is the Torah makbid about the hagasha should be over there, maybe the kmitza also should be there? Kamash malan, the kmitza could be anywhere. That's what the pasuk comes to tell me. Amar of Yochanan, shlamim sheshachtan behechel ksherim. What if a shlamim is shechted in the hechel? Now, a chatos, an asham, and an ola cannot be shechted in the hechel because that requires tzafon. What about a shlamim? So again, you take a cow, you walk into the heichal, and you shecht it in the heichal. So is that kosher? So says Rabbi Yochanan, of course it is. Ksherim, shenemar, v'shachtu oso, pesach ol moed. Were you supposed to shecht an animal? Outside the ol moed. So, lo yehe tafel, chamim and ikr? So the tafel area is going to be more machmer than the holier area? That doesn't make any sense. If I could do it outside, of course I could do it inside. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, that logic?
Not really.
That's what he's saying. The tafel, meaning the azara, has less kedusha than the kehecho, right? That we all agree on that.
Right.
I checked it here. I can't check it there?
No.
So, what? Right, so we're going to, so hold on. Meisir, Rabbi Yochanan, Meseira Omer, one second. Minayin, how do you know the following? Im hekifu ovde kochavim, if Goyim surround the Beis HaMikdash, they're attacking. It's called Hazara. Shakahanam nechnasim l'sham. The Kahanam are allowed to go into the Heichel. V'ochlin sham kachay kachim. And they're allowed to eat in the Heichel. They're sitting there. The rockets are falling, and they're in the kachay kachim, in the Kodesh, in the Heichel, eating kachay kachim. Right? Yeah. How do you know they're allowed to do that? Talmud Lomar, the Kodesh HaKodeshim Tochlenu. Now, do I really need a pasuk? I can say the same thing. If I could eat it out here, in the less holy place, so for sure I could eat it in the holier place. Right? For sure I could eat it in the holier place. Same idea. If I could eat it out here in the less holy place, in the Azara, I could for sure eat it in the Eichel. So why do I need a pasuk for that? It's obvious. The rockets are attacking. So I do go into the Eichel. How do you know you can do that? Oh, there's a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk for? It's logic.
No, the logic is the opposite.
Yeah. What? I know, right?
Because if that's the case, you could do whatever in the Kodesh HaKodashim, which is not the case. More Kodesh, more limits.
And so, Vamai, why are you saying you bring a pasuk that you can do this? Neima, b'chatzer ol moed yochlena. I can eat out here. Ye lo ye tafel chom and ikr. I can't eat it in there. Hachi hashta. Says the Gemara, you can't compare eating to shechting. They're different. Hasam avod de adam oved b'makom rabo amrinan lo ye tafel chom and ikr. When it comes to shechita, what's a shechita? Avoda de Adam. It's an avoda that I have to do. Oved b'makom rabo. I'm doing it in the place of my master. What do we say? You can do it anywhere. Why? That logic applies. However, achila, eating the carbon, the ain Adam ochel b'makom rabo. Nobody does that. When it's your time to eat, you don't take your lunch break in front of the president and eat it in his face. You don't do that. Right? So, therefore, you can't eat it in the Heichal. Then the logic doesn't make any sense. But the Avoda, I have to sweep the Oval Office, right? So whether he was there or not, I have to come sweep. I have to come do the Avoda. Doesn't make a difference if the president's sitting there or not. I have to do the Avoda. So, Avoda I can do wherever I want. It's a fair question. It's a fair question. Having said that, it's in human terms. In human terms, by the way, it's a Mishnah in Caleb. The first Mishnah in Caleb says that there's 10 holy places in Yerushal, in the world, each one holier than the next. How can each one holy? Hashem's everywhere. The answer is, there's still less something called Kedusha. Right? Yerushalayim is more Kodesh than Woodmere. It just is. Why is that? Hashem created the world like that. Why? I don't know. It's a very deep question. Having said that, the Kodesh is more holy than the non-Kodesh. The Heichal is more holy than the Azara. So when I'm doing Avodah Hashem... What? Correct. When I'm doing avoda for Hashem, I can do whatever I have to do it. It's for Hashem. The eating's for me. Yes, the mitzvah is all true, but the lemaisa it's for me. It's not avoda. Therefore, I can't do it anywhere I want. Therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me, if the rockets are falling, you can go into the heichal. A pasuk tells me you can do that. I need a pasuk for that. There's no logic.
The heichal is considered all west. There's no northern aspect of all to the heichal.
It might be, but it doesn't. It's not considered tzafon. It might be in the map. It might be a little bit tzafon. I don't think so. Anyway, I think so. It might be half of it. Might be. I have to look at the pictures. Even if it's still considered the way, it's still not considered tzafon.
Well, wait a second. When we eat, isn't like we're eating before mizbeah?
What?
Isn't our table considered mizbeah?
Yeah, that's just a musar vart. That's all. It's not a halachic vart. It's a musar vart.
It's only a musar.
It's a halachic vart. You should have salt on your table.
No, that's what I mean, is that you can't put something on the table because it's like in this
paper. Okay, so therefore what?
So I'm saying
that. So what does it have to do with anything? What does it have to do with anything? It's true. He's saying it's true. What does it have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with this. Therefore what? Yeah, there are people, by the way, that won't eat, let's say, you know, like on the couch. Or they won't eat in the den watching TV. Why? You eat at the table. Okay, that's a musar for it.
No, those are married men.
What? Exactly.
Those are married men who said you can't eat bread in front of the TV.
Exactly. No, it's a musar for it. You eat like a person. That's nothing to do with them. It's beach, nothing to do with the hechel, nothing to do with this. It's a separate thing. You eat like a person, right? Okay. The next Mishnah, and the next few Mishnahs for the next few days, is going to talk about bird karbanos. Okay, fascinating topic, bird karbanos. There are two bird karbanos, chatas ha'of and olas ha'of. I don't remember which one, we'll see now. And they're done on the exact opposite places in the mizbeach. One's above and one's below. Whichever animal is above, chatas and ola, the birds are reversed. So I don't remember which one's which, but we'll remind ourselves. Okay. There are four avodas for a bird too. The first avoda is called Malika. Then we have Hazah, only by a Chatas Ha'of, some kind of sprinkling. Then Mitui, which is you take the bird and you squeeze it on the wall of the Mizbeach. And then the fourth one is Haktara, which is burning it, which is only by an Olas Ha'of, because a Chatas Ha'of you could eat. Right? So this is the same mysteriousness as Tfilin for you, this? Taking a bird and squeezing it on the wall of Mizbeach has the same mysterious qualities as tefillin? That's fascinating. Because to me, no. I find this more mysterious than tefillin. More mysterious, yeah.
What's the
tefillin? What? Oh, we don't know why we wear tefillin.
When did you have my shear? No, you weren't. You wore your sleeve.
Yeah. No, it's a sleeve.
It's still mysterious.
And the whole oh, thank you.
Exactly. Everything's, right? So you're saying all chukim are created equally. Right? No, that's what you're saying.
Your mind may be blown when you find out that we may not be doing this after the second.
Well, most people say we will. Only very minority people said no. Only tremendous minority.
But there's a solid reason for it.
Because it's not going to need to. Okay, ready? Chatas ha'of. A chatas ha'of. Hoithanasis al keren dromis maravis. It was done on the southwestern corner. Ubechal makom ha'isak shera. Really, you could do it anywhere. Which is a funny statement. Elazeh ha'isak makomo. But this was its place. That means that bilin chachila do it here, and with the evidence, kosher do anywhere. Now, shlosha dvarim ha'isak oso keren mishameshes l'momata u'shlosha milmala. There were six things done at that corner. Three on top of the corner, at the top, and three down below. Milmata, always done down below. Chatas Ha'of. Okay, Chatas Ha'of was done down below. Hagashos, coming close with the mincha. I said the kli has to touch the corner. And Shiari Hadam. The leftover dam was poured down the hole by that corner. Okay? Rashi says, Shel Chatas Chitzonios. Of the Chatas Chitzonios. That's a funny thing for Rashi to say, because every carbon had Shiari Hadam, and every carbon had, was poured down that hole. Why does Rashi only say Chatas Chitzonios? So the Netziv says such an unbelievable vart. He says every carbon was how did you apply blood to every carbon? You took the kli and you spritzed it within the kli onto the mizbeach, whatever you had to do. So it could very well be that you're not going to have any left over. Not going to have any left over. There won't be no shibai because you pulled it all out. Chatas was done with your finger. It's impossible not to have shirayim. Right, yes. So Rashi only mentions only for sure going to have shirayim. Chatas chitonios. Everything else, maybe you will, maybe you won't. Rashi left it all out. Of course those are poured down. If you have, then always going to have. Right?
You see, the last five mishnayos in the last parak didn't have anything. It said nothing about shirayim.
Okay, very good, excellent. You're holding the last five Mishnayos of the previous paragraph. You're holding.
I'm not holding on this stuff.
Now, Milmailon, what was done at that corner up above, on top of the Mizbeach? Those are Nitzach Hayayin, every day. Nitzach Hamayim of Sukkis. And number three, Olas Ha'of Kishihi Rabba B'Mizrach. Really, Olas Ha'of was under the Mizrach. It's too many kahanas, like 25 kahanas waiting up there. Hey, go to the other quarter over there. Go down over there. It's empty over there. Right? Go to that teller. Right? Go to that checkout counter. It's opened up another. Go over there. So that was when it was too crowded over here, they went over there. Okay? Those are the three. So Rashi says, listen, look at Rashi. Also such an interesting Rashi. Nisach HaMayim V'Hayayin. Rashi says, Shisham HaYushisin. That's where the holes were. You pour it down, that's where they were, at that corner. E'efshah Lusach Kiyim Sham. So you can't do it anywhere else except for there. What is Rashi telling me? What kind of funny Rashi is that?
Practical.
Right, being practical, right? Okay, those are the six avodos. Kala Olam Mizbeach, Olam Derech Yamin. Whenever you walk up to the Mizbeach, you have to make a right turn. Why? Why? Because all turnings in the Beis HaMikdash had to be to the right. Why? I don't know why.
Right is
my... Right, what?
Right turn or right turn.
Right. Why is that? Some mile about going to the right. Except for these six. Well, it's not really six. Only the three on top. So when you walked up the ramp, for the Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, you have to go to the left. And that corner is where you poured it. You have to go all the way around to go to that corner. Says the Mishnah, no. Everything else, you have to go around. Not for these three. You walk up the ramp, you want to go bring an Olach, and he sees, oh my God, there's 100 kahana, I'll go to the left. That you're allowed to do. Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, you walk up the ramp, you go right to the left, you're right at that corner. You don't have to go all the way around. Every turn has to be to the right, not these three. Umakifin v'yodin derech small. You go around, you come down the side. The small. Chutz mi'olol gimel elu, except for these three, sh'yolin v'yodin ala ekev. You can go up, make a left, do what you have to do, and then come right back down. Menahani mili, how do you know that achatos ha'of is done bedafka at that corner, at the southwestern corner? How do you know bedafka there?
You say it's done every part of the...
We're going to get to that. Amar of Yeshua, Amar Korah says, Lo yosim aleha shemen, v'lo yitein aleha levona, ki chatosi. That's talking about a mincha of a chote. Okay? Now what does it say about a mincha of a chote? Calls it a chatos. Right? Chatos kruya mincha, u'mincha kruya chatos. Ma chatos t'una tzafon, af mincha t'una tzafon. So it's like a chatos requires tzafon. A mincha requires tzafon. Didn't we say in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph that a mincha could be anywhere? And I said to you, unlike a chatos that has to be tzafon, a mincha could be anywhere. Here the Gemara said, the mincha requires tzafon, just like a chatos. Right? So the Grizz is busy with this, and everyone's busy with this. Tosfa says that it depends what kind of mincha it is. Not all minchas are created equal. It depends if it's a minchas chote, or minchas nesachim, or a different kind of mincha, or not a minchas nesachim, a minchas chote, or a minchas nedava. Some could be anywhere, some are like a chatos. You have to make some distinction why here has to be in the north. Fine. Ma mincha bekeren, my rav is dromis, just like a mincha is in the southwestern corner. Af chatos bekeren, my rav is dromis. So too, a chatos is in the southwest corner. Okay? Rashi asks the question. Look at Rashi. The Rashi of Chatos Tu'una Tzafon. Right? What did we just say? Just like a Chatos requires Tzafon, so too a Mincha requires Tzafon. Says Rashi, Yodei Ani, I know, Shigirsas Ushibush. This doesn't make any sense. Says Rashi, I know this doesn't make any sense. Shaharei Lo Chatos Ha'ov, V'lo Mincha Tu'una Tzafon. Neither of them require Tzafon. A Chatos Ha'ov doesn't require Tzafon. Because it's done at the corner, which is on the tzafon, and the mincha doesn't require tzafon. What's the Gemara talking about? Just like a chatas requires tzafon, so too a mincha. Neither of them require tzafon. So Rashi asked this question already. Vim tomar, minchas chote chaluka ben ashar. You want to make what Tosas is going to say, that the difference between minchas chote and other minchas, right? Ulechatas behema makishla. So you're comparing a minchas chote to a chatas, which is really what it's for a sin, right? Ma. The Mishnah shouldn't have said that. To Tony Leel, a mincha nikmeses b'chol makom bazara. A mincha can be done anywhere. Chutz mi minchas achote, except for minchas chote, that requires tzafon. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said all minchas can be done anywhere. It didn't say except for those. And you know what Rashi says? You want to make up that distinction now? The Mishnah would have said that. So Rashi says, I know this Gemara doesn't make any sense. Right? V'od, heichiv shechatas ha'ov, bos tachas, chatas ha'behema, enetun ha'tzafon. How could it even be that a chatas ha'ov doesn't require tzafon like a behema ha'ov? What is a chatas ha'ov? It's because you couldn't afford it. So you bring a bird instead of a behema, because you can't afford it. So therefore it's in a different place? Why should that be? Seems to be the same tzafon. Just because you're poor, but what's the difference? Why is that a reason? Right? Shari Nasis, Bekerim, Merovis, Dromis, Uminchas, Abo, Tachas, Of, Toun, and Tzafon, and then a Mincha needs Tzafon? It doesn't make any sense. Fagirsa, Achrisa, Achrina, Girsaba, there's got to be some other version. Says Rashi, V'eni Adea Amita, but I don't know what it should say. So Rashi says, I don't know what it should say. But that really pretty much ends the discussion. I'm going to figure out what it should say. Rashi was smarter than me. So he didn't know what to say. Then he says, okay, veneer bein I, but I think in my eyes, I think I would say the following. Ma chatas psula shelo lishma, af mincha psula shelo lishma. Very simple. Chatas has to be lishma, right? We remember the first mission of the Masechta. No other carbon has to be lishma, except for a Pesach also. So, okay, so I would say the same thing by mincha also has to be lishma. That's what I would say, says Rashi. V'achinami alfin alav parakam ad menachos. Ah, the menachos in Daf Dal actually says that, really? That's what I would have said, says Rashi. Okay, it's a difficult Gemara here because we don't know how to make it make sense. So the Tatosos wanted to make that distinction. Depends what kind of mincha it is. Says Rashi, that's not an answer. The Mishnah would have said that. Okay. Anyway, umincha gufa minalav. So it just begs the question, how do you know mincha's at that corner? We said, just like a chatas, just like a mincha's there, so a chatas oof is also there. How do you know mincha's there? The Tanya, lefnei Hashem. Where's lefnei Hashem? Dupa lefnei Hashem. Where is that? Yachal, I would think, the Ma'irav. Somewhere in the Ma'irav. Right? Talmud, why is that Pnei Hashem? Because the Ma'irav is right when you come out of the Heichal, you bump into Ma'irav. Talmud Lomer, El Pnei Ham is Beach. But it also says Pnei Ham is Beach. E El Pnei Ham is Beach, Yochel Bedorom, that's the southern side. So which one is it? So it's going to be at that corner, at the southern, here's the Heichal, you're coming out of the Heichal, this corner. You have the Heichal, and you also have the, here's the ramp. On the western side is the ramp, right at that corner, you have both. That's why Mincha's over there. You have both miles right at that corner. Yeah.
A poor person is bringing a pigeon, correct?
Yeah.
So I don't think we can eat it, but we're equating it to a lot of animals who can. How is that possible?
Because it's a good question. Because that's what the Gemara does. They have different rules, but they're still on the rubric of Chata, so we can make comparisons. It's a fair question because we usually don't make comparisons halfway. It's called Ein Hekesh L'Nechza. You can't make a half a Hekesh. So we're comparing chatas to oaf, to behemoth to oaf. Chatas you're allowed to eat, by the way. Oaf. You're allowed to be eaten. Ola to oaf is not. But ola behemoth also not.
But the pigeon
you could
eat?
No. For what?
For the mincha.
Pigeon? No, mincha's flour. Yes, you could eat it. Most of them you could eat.
You can.
So it's a fair question. It's a fair question. That you could eat. No, but you could eat chatas too. Mincha you could eat.
Chatas, oaf, chatas, and behemoth, you both eat.
Correct. Yeah, they both eat. And mincha also eat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, eat all three. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so Yachal Badarim, I would think it should be in the south. Talmud Lomar, Lifnei Hashem. How Ketan, how do you reconcile this? Lifnei Hashem, because when you come out of the Heichal, Lifnei Hashem, before the Heichal, in front of the Heichal, the Kodesh Kedoshim's in there. It's the holiest place. Do it right there. Lifnei Hashem. Where's that? That's the western side. But then it says Lifnei Mizbeach, which is not from the southern side. How do you do that corner? You have both. That's what the Gemara is going to say. Magisha Mikarim Marovis Dromis, go to the southwestern corner. Keneged Chudash Alkarim Vidayo. You go to that corner. You got it on both. You got both sides right at that corner, at that intersection of south and west, right? Reb Elazar Omer Yachal Yigishan Lamarovish Alkarim Olu Dromish Alkarim. I would think it's either to the south or to the west. Amarta Kol Makom Shatamotzi Shnei Mikros. Whenever you have two psukim, Echad Mekayim Atzmo Mekayim Chavero, and you can figure out how to solve both. The echad, another way, mekayim atzmo v'adol chavero. You can only do one out of the two, so that's obvious. Manichin zeh shemekayim atzmo. Do the one that you fulfill itself, v'adol chavero, and not the other one. The tovsin as shemekayim atzmo, mekayim chavero. Don't do the one where you only can do one out of the two. Don't do it on the south because then you can't get the west. Don't do it on the west; you can't get the south. Do it in a way you can chab both. How do you chab both? Right at that corner. Right? Kshata Omer, Pnei Hashem, Pemayrov, When it says Pnei Hashem, it's Ma'irav. Why is it Ma'irav again? You come out of the Heichal, Heichan Kidamta, El Pnei Mizbeach. How are you going to be Mekayim in front of the Mizbeach? How are you going to do that? Ukishata Omer El Pnei Mizbeach, Bedarom, Kiyamta Pnei Hashem, Bedarom, Heichan Kiyamta. How are you going to accomplish both? Right? So, Amravashi, Kasavra Haitana, Kula Mizbeach, Betzafon, Koi. The whole Mizbeach was in the Tzafon. If the whole Mizbeach is in the Tzafon, then mamish, when you walk out, you hit that corner. If it's not in the Mizbeach, it's a little bit trickier because it's not really accurate. It's not really accurate because you really, when you walk out of the Heichal, you're going to have to walk to get to the corner. So you're really at the west before you reach the south. Okay. So what? Okay. So, what? Yeah. Okay, fine. Very good. Then we said, B'chol makom hoisak shera. Right? By achatas ha'of, we said, really, you should do it at the southwestern corner. But anywhere you can do it is kosher too. And Yossi asked me, what does that mean? And I said, lichat chili, you should do it at that corner. But the evidence is kosher anywhere. Maika amar, what did the Gemara mean by that? What did the Mishnah mean by that? Amar vashi hachi kamar. B'chol makom hoisak shera limalikasa. Anywhere you can do malika. Ela ze haya makoma Lahaza Asa. The Gemara changes it. Not what I said. Anywhere you can do Malika. Where do you do the Hazah? That's at that corner. Right? What's Hazah?
Spritzing.
What?
Spritzing.
No?
Spritzing.
Yeah. 1 second. I skipped. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped. Okay, fine. So Tresh Israel says, even though you could do Malika anywhere, the better practice is to do the Malika at the southwestern corner. Why? Because you're going to do Malika 100 amos away in some corner of the Azara. You have to walk with this bird dead in your hands. You have to squeeze the... You're going to lose dam. What are you doing? What are you doing so far away? Do it here. You could do it here anyway. You're allowed to do it here. It's a common, better practice. Do it here. So you're right here. You're right here to finish it off. Why should I go somewhere else and then bring it over here? That's a fair, okay. Right? So, Tanidal Hadatar Rabbanan, who went to Bryce, it says like this. Malika b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'shera. You can do it any way you want, Malika. Hazah, Dama b'chol makom k'shera. Hazah also can be done anywhere. Hizah v'lo mitzah. If you did Hazah, but you didn't do this mitzah squeezing the bird. First you sprinkle, then you squeeze. K'shera, it's k'shera. As long as you do it below the red line, midam hanefesh. Okay? My ka'amar, right? That contradicted itself. They just contradicted themselves. First we said hazah is kosher anywhere. Then we said, but it has to be below the red line. Right? So what's going on? Hachi ka'amar. Malka b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'shera. You do malika anywhere, that's good. Mitza dama b'chol makom b'mizbeach k'shera. Mitza you can do anywhere. She'im hiza, because if you do hazah v'lo mitza without mitza k'shera, it's good. Ubelvad chite mechora sekra l'mata midam nefesh. As long as you do it below the chora sekra.
The only way to do that is if you do melika right there.
Correct.
Midam nefesh you're going to lose in about 30 seconds. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's what the verse is well said. Okay. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.